In Psalms chapter 32, look at Psalms 32, verse 8. He said, and I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should what? I will guide you with my what? See, he's talking about that's Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to teach you in the way you should go. I'm going to guide you with my eye. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 1. Go to Luke chapter 1. So Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit? He's who? God. Who is the Holy Spirit? He's God. He's not a dove. Amen. People tell me he ain't no fly. He ain't no bird. You know what I'm saying? Every time you think the Holy Spirit, they have the emblem of him of being a bird. He ain't no bird. He's God. They have, you know, they picture him with doves or whatever. He's not the wind. He's not the rain. He's who? God. He might work through the wind. He might work through the rain. He might work through the fire, but he's God. He's a person. He's the third person of the Godhead. So, okay, then also who else is Holy Spirit? He's the power of the Godhead. Somebody say power. Now, church, look at me. He's the power of the Godhead. The reason most people don't have power in the church is because they don't have Holy Spirit. When you have Holy Spirit, you have power. See, you got to understand everything. Somebody say everything. Everything that God did in the earth realm, he did it by the power of Holy Spirit. Everything. If you want to be powerful, then get Holy Spirit. Amen. Everything. He's the power source. Watch this here. Where I tell you to turn to? Luke chapter 1, look at verse 26. Luke 1, 26. This is when the Spirit of God impregnated Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin name was what? Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with what? You have found favor with God. Somebody say favor. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you should call his name what? Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? Look at me, church. Mary saying that was a legitimate question. She said, I'm going to have a baby. I ain't even sleep with nobody. I'm engaged. I will mellow right now, but I ain't going to mellow right now. Because my mom had seven kids out of wedlock. It's all good. I wouldn't even be here today. You are not a mistake. Watch this here. She said, how that's going to happen? I'm not sleeping with somebody. She said, how I'm going to have a baby? See, now he get ready to answer the question for her. See, look at me, church. See, when you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, when you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, God going to do some supernatural things in your life that man can't figure out. In other words, they going to say, when you start spending time with God, he going to give you a supernatural vision. And let me tell you something, the worst thing you can do is tell somebody, because you got dream killers out there. When you tell somebody what God you're ready to do, they're going to attack you. The number one thing you do is keep your mouth shut. Amen. So Mary said, how this going to be? So when you speak, when God tell you something, he said, hey, watch this here. He said, hell, Wayne. In other words, God, you're ready to do something in your life. And he said, let me tell you, anytime God going to do something in your life, it's bigger than your head. You can't do it. If you can do it, God wouldn't give it to you. It's going to take God's help to bring it to pass. So Mary said, hey, how this going to happen? How can this be? I'm from the hood. How can this be? I just got a GED. How can this be? I'm a black man on this side of the track. How can this be? I'm a woman with 12 kids. How can this be? Babe, when God speaks to you, it's already done. All you need to say is, Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. God know your education level. God know your skin color. God know how much money you got in the bank account. God gonna give you $100 million a project and you got $5.71 in the bank. Look at your neighbor and say, but that's God. I'm telling you, that's God. He already know you can't do it. So watch this here. Watch this here. Mary said, how can this be since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy who? Will come upon you in the power. Somebody say power. Of the high, the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Let me tell you something, church. Look at me. He said, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, that's the power of God coming upon you. When God speaks something to you, all God's looking for you to do is agree with it. And when you agree with it, the Holy Spirit come upon you and make that thing come to pass. Watch this here. Watch this here. I love it. I love this so much. I'm going to read this again. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. See, now look at me, church. See, the only somebody that had the Holy Spirit back in the Old Testament days was the prophet, the kings, and the priests. The Spirit of God would come upon them and anoint them for service. I want you to start paying attention to that word upon. See, when you get born again, he comes in you. Every born-again believer have the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, in them. But everybody don't have the Holy Spirit upon them. Anytime he did something, I want you to start. You're going to start seeing that word upon. Because one of the questions people always ask, so when I got born again, I got the Holy Spirit. You're correct, but you ain't baptized with it. You don't have the power. See, I want you to start looking at that word upon, because as I take you throughout the scripture from Genesis through Revelation, you're going to see that word upon. See, the only somebody that had the Holy Spirit back in the day, I told you, was the priest, the prophet, and the king. And the only time he would come upon them when he was supernaturally empowering them to do something, like Samson. Remember, Samson killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. The Spirit of God will come upon him. But watch this here. I walk around with him with 24 hours a day now. See, that's why the Bible says the people in the past, they would love to be living in the times we living in. Church, watch this here. We struggling. We shouldn't be struggling because we don't know to understand and recognize the power that we have. How you going to struggle when God whispering in your ear, telling you where to go and what to say? This thing will be good, I promise you. How you going to, every decision you make, if you spend time with him, he going to tell you everything, what to say and what to do. You will never be out of pocket. You should be at the right place at the right time every hour, second of the day. Because he's leading and guiding you. Watch this here. Verse 36. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and now in the 6 months for her who would call what? Now, why would God put that in? Why would he put that in? Look at me. Let me tell you why he put that in. He always going to show you somebody who's ahead of you. See, the reason God put that in there, he wants to show you somebody who's already doing what he's getting ready to do in your life. Because there's nothing new under the sun. So when you get excited about Holy Spirit, he going to show you some folks that are ahead of you so you can know that it's real. It's real because God spoke it, but he always going to keep somebody ahead of you to keep you reaching, keep you moving forward. Because Mary knew that Elizabeth was barren. She couldn't have a baby. Verse 37. For with God, nothing would be what? Impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your what? According to your word. So Holy Spirit is the power source of God. Go to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Holy Spirit, he's the third person of the Godhead. He's God. and he's the power of the Godhead. Somebody say power. Church, we're going to walk around with power. We're going to signs and wonders and miracles. Things going to happen in your life. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you something, church. I tell people all the time, and I love this. God specializes in the hard cases. He special. The worse off you are, the more God will move in your life. You know why? Because God knows you're going to give him the glory. Because when you stand up, you better not stand up and talk about how many degrees you have and where you, and what you did and what family you come from. Everybody know if it had not been for God on your side, you'll be wiped out. Amen. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, 38. If you're there, say amen. Watch this here, church. How God. You know, I want to start at verse 34. Start at verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said in truth, I perceive that God shows no what? Now look at me, church. In other words, God is no respecter of person. If you can see God moving in somebody else's life, he'll do it in your life. You don't need but one witness. That's why he said God is no respecter of person. That's why when I got born again and I started listening to people, I started listening to people who had it going on in ministry, who had it going on in life, and God was moving in their life. If I can find out that God did it for them, I knew he'll do it for me. It's just like your kid. If you do something for your kid, and the other one's going to step right up and talk about, you can't go, if so, they're going to say, you like him or her better. And that's the worst thing you hate to hear as a parent. They'll say it quick. You like them. No, I don't, baby. Because even though all of your children are different. See, everybody in this room right here, we're different. But God is no respecter of person. Our assignments are different. Our purposes are different. But God don't love no one no more than he loves somebody else. Your kids are different. So you'll do something, and they'll point quickly. You bought her some new shoes. You don't need any new shoes. See, that's the same way. Sir, if he's doing something in Pastor Terry life, if he's doing something in Kendall Copeland life, in Clef O'Dollar, if he's doing something in Bill Winston life, in Bishop, he'll do it in your life. All you have to do, let me tell you something. All you have to do is do what they're doing. Do what we're doing, and God will bless you. Amen. So watch this here, Acts 10, 34. And then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, every what? Whoever fears him and works righteousness, in other words, who do right by him, is accepted by him. See, look at me. See, you got some poor country, third world country in Africa. God, let me tell you something. Them folks ain't poor because God have a problem with them. They poor because of lack of knowledge. He said, every nation, if you fear God and you do the right thing, God will move in your life. I was listening to a man of God out of Nigeria. His name is Bishop Oyedepo. That man built a 50,000 seat church and have three or four services right there in Nigeria, and every got planes, got schools, and built everything debt-free. We're talking about in Africa, one of the poorest, you know, is rich in minerals and resources and gold and silver and all that, but I'm talking about the people built it right there debt-free. Church, let me tell you something. You can drop a man of God. You can drop me in one of the poorest countries in the world. Before long, the world will be coming out of Namibia, that made us a man of God, is in the house. Why? Because God is looking for faith. God is looking for somebody to agree with him. Let me tell you something. God ain't the God of America only. God is the God, we just read it. He's the God of every nation. If you fear him and you do what's right, God will move on your behalf and leave everybody else talking. Watch this here. Verse 36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of what? Oh, that word, you know, which were proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Right here, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with what? Look at me. Every time you see Holy Spirit, you're going to see what? Power. You're going to see power. See, that's why you want it. You got to have that power. See, you know what it's like? You know, it's just like in Georgia. Is it Georgia power? What's the power source here in Georgia? Georgia power. See, that's the power here. If you don't plug into that, if we don't plug into that power, them lights are not on. See, most folks, ooh, that's good. Most folks, their life are not on. They have the billing, but they don't have the power.